Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Bark, they are the place to try and help rehome pets. We like to try and help them a bit too each week when we have the Wake Up Calls Pet Project. Ben from Bark is with us. Hello, Ben.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having us on again.
You're very welcome. So, the lovely Honey, she's not petite, but she's gorgeous.
She's certainly not petite. So Honey's quite a large breed dog. She's a mix between a Rottweiler and a Sarplaninac. So Sarplaninacs are a guarding breed, much like a Maremma. So they tend to be herd animals where they live out with the sheep in the paddocks and keep foxes and things away. So a bit of a shepherd dog there. So quite an attractive girl, but at 42 kilos, she's certainly not a lap dog.
Oh, that's so what sort of home do you think? You say it's a sheep breed, but will Honey live in a home?
Very much so. So they do make good family pets. They are quite protective of their family, so that needs to be taken into consideration. But they're a loving breed, especially with the Rottweiler in her. She's a loving, energetic girl who really needs a family to call her own.
And I reckon she'd sleep wherever she wanted, wouldn't she?
She wouldn't leave you much bed, that's for sure.
Steve complains about Gladstone, his 14-year-old cat, that is a reasonably big cat, sleeping on his legs at night. I'll tell you what, with Honey, you'd be waking up going, geez, have I got legs? They're numb. Oh, dear. Yeah.
So what sort of personality do you think? You say she's friendly, but it's a sort of a describe that in a way that would fit into a home.
Yeah, look, so Honey's 6 years old. You wouldn't believe it to look at her. She's still got quite a lot of puppy behaviour where she likes to play. She's quite fit and active. She's very boisterous and in your face. So she does need a home that's got probably a bit of a training background and large dog experience. She's fantastic around kids. We've had her out in a foster home for a little while and she absolutely loves spending time with the children in the home. We recommend her for an only dog home. She does play a little bit rough. She's not aggressive at all, but she is quite confronting to other dogs. So we're looking for either another dog her size or preferably an only dog home where people can socialise her out on walks and down a dog club and things like that.
So I guess one of the other things to talk about with Honey is that she has a bit of arthritis, and it brings up the point then about animals that need a bit of specialist care as well in terms of owners looking after them.
Yes, that's right, Mark. So when animals come into our care here at the shelter, they're fully vet assessed and we do their behaviour assessments as well. And sometimes during those vet assessments we find that they have pre-existing issues, and that's what we have here with Honey. So she did have an injury to her front leg at some stage, and that's developed into a little bit of mild arthritis or degenerative joint disease. So she has what we call an indemnity on her, just that we make the new owners aware that while it's not a problem at the moment, it could become one in the future that will require some vet care. So she does cope quite well with it. Occasionally when it gets sore, just like with us, she does have a little bit of a limp, and we can provide minor pain relief for that. And at this stage, she's going really well with it. So I guess we just wanted to talk about that and point out that, you know, just because an animal comes in with health issues, it doesn't mean that they don't make it through to our adoption program. And we do everything we can to find these guys a home.
So Honey's on our Facebook site at the moment. Where can people find out a bit more about Honey and think about adopting her?
Yeah, so Honey's also the star of our Facebook page at the moment. She spent a little bit of time playing in a ball pit the other day. We had lovely people donate a whole heap of those kids' plastic balls with us. So she's up on our Facebook page. She's also on our website at bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au, or people can give us a call on 5441 2209 to discuss meeting Honey.
And she will be up on our website in a little while as well. Well, she sounds gorgeous, looks gorgeous, so good luck. Let's hope that we can get a forever home for Honey. And Ben, as always, thank you for joining us, mate, and look forward to chatting again very soon.
Lovely. Thanks again for all your help, guys. You take care.
Good on you. You too. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.